Unit 6 At the Zoo. After some time, they reached the zoo. Amu's father said to the auto driver,
"Please wait here."
Then he went to the ticket counter to buy tickets. He took out money to buy the tickets. He said to the man at the counter,
"Will you give me the tickets, please?"
After taking the tickets, they all walked into the zoo in a queue. Bittu seems excited looking at the animals. Amu's father takes them to giraffe. Bittu said,
"Look at that animal, Amu."
Amu looked at the animal. It was very tall. Amu wanted to know what the animal is. She asked her father,
"What is that tall animal, Daddy?"
Bittu points to the long neck of the giraffe and says,
"Amu, look at the long neck. It is a giraffe."
Amu and Bittu moved around the zoo, looking at the animals. Amu's family follows them. Bittu is telling Amu about the animals. Amu sees a strange animal with lines on its body. Amu says,
"Oh, it looks like a horse, but it's not a horse."
She wants to know what it is. She asks Bittu,
"Do you know that animal, Bittu?"
"Yes, it is a zebra. See the lines on its body?"
Bittu and Amu are enjoying looking at the animals in the zoo and talking about them. Amu wanted to play a game. She asked Bittu,
"Bittu, I think you have seen all these animals in the forest before."
"Yes, I know their names too."
"Now let's play a game."
"Yes. I like games."
"I will tell you some body parts of an animal. You should tell the name of the animal."
Bittu jumps and says,
"Okay, I'm ready. Come on, start."
Amu remembers the big elephant with a long trunk. She says,
"It is big. It has a trunk. What is it?"
"Oh, it's easy. It's an elephant."
"You're right. It is an elephant."
Amu and Bittu played for some time. Then they started talking about the birds. Amu says that she loves birds very much because they look beautiful and they can fly. Amu is looking at the peacock. She says,
"Bittu, look at the peacock. Its feathers are beautiful. I have some feathers with me. I have kept them in my notebook."
Bittu did not listen to it. He was looking at the tree on the other side. Suddenly, he ran to the tree and climbed it. Amu saw it. She shouted,
"Bittu, where are you going?"
Bittu met his new friend on the tree. He said to Amu,
"Amu, meet my friend Tinku."
Tinku is a lovely baby monkey. He greets Amu. Amu says,
"Fine, thank you, Tinku."
It was lunch time. Amu's father called everyone for lunch. Amu and her family were sitting under the tree. They started eating. Tinku offered Amu a fruit. Mother gave Bittu some fruits. She wanted to know what Tinku likes to eat. She asked Bittu.
Bittu, what does your friend like to eat?
Bittu said,
Mother, give him an apple.
Amo's mother gave Tinku an apple. They all enjoyed eating together. Then Amo asked her father,
Daddy, shall we play with the ball for some time?
He said,
Okay, but be careful. Don't go here and there. Play only here.
Amo took her ball and called Bittu, Tinku and Chintu to play. They all played till evening. Amo's father looked at the watch. It was 5 o'clock in the evening. He said,
Come on, let's go home.
Amo's family was now ready to go home. Amo said,
Goodbye, Tinku.
But Bittu did not want to leave Tinku. He said,
Tinku, we will miss you.
Tinku also felt sad. He said,
Goodbye, Bittu.
Everyone says goodbye to Tinku and leaves for home.